You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follow up. Fit the box with the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Yeah, dedicated to some chemical weapons expert in Syria. Put your helmet on, son. Coming to a theater near you. Joining me is Mike Musselman. Can we talk about funerals for a second?
Whose?
Funerals. First of all, are you superstitious? Friday the 13th, are you superstitious at all?
No. Okay, Friday the 13th is actually a good luck day.
Oh, really?
I don't know where we get this.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, Friday the 13th is not a good luck day. That's not how we.
Yes, it is.
That's not how we as a culture look at it. You may, because you're a higher form of life, but the rest of us, Friday the 13th, not a good day.
You simpletons need to walk out and take a breath on the beach and start evolving.
We are.
You
we're out there. Hey,
organisms.
We're
yeah.
out. We're out there mouth breathing on the beach. Can't you hear us?
Yeah, you need to, you guys, man. I swear to God.
So enlightenment.
Maybe that's the problem.
Enlightenment.
I've always been on a different
exactly.
intellectual plane.
Enlightenment, yeah. Karnak.
Karnak the Great.
Exactly, enlightenment. A wise one.
So when did Friday the 13th started to be, denoted as evil day or.
Okay, hold on. I want to share this with you and just give me your thoughts on this.
Okay.
The Russian military has said it has evidence that the United Kingdom was behind the chemical attack, was behind the chemical attack in Syria of last week, both planning and executing it. Your thoughts?
Good. You know what? This is like. I thought next they're going to come out and say that the whatever yeah is all it's just done to make the Russians look bad.
The moon is in fact made of cheese. This is my new whenever I talk about the Russians. This is the new background music for it. Here come the Russians. Yes. They are such a shit show. And they do it in front of the whole world. It's comical. The Brits. Yeah, they're the ones that spread that nerve agent around two cities in their country. They also dumped radiation in that other dude's tea before he died in the UK. And now, yeah, they're not fooling anybody. They're behind this. All out to get Vladimir Putin because he's a wonderful human being doing good things. We got it. Okay, so do you want me to look up the history of...
Well, the history... Okay, so the history has to deal with all the way back to biblical times.
Biblical times?
You know, there were... it goes all the way back to... There was 13 individuals president for the Last Supper, you know, and the evidence the night before his death was Good Friday. I mean, there's just, like, all of this stuff. But there's nothing that's ever been, it's modern day times that have taken, because it only happens, I think it's happening twice this year, and then twice this year, twice next year, but I think one of the years, just recently we had, maybe last year or the year before, it was three times.
Ooh.
But but this is a superstition, nothing, it's like, there's more accidents that happen on a full moon because everybody acts weird and blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, because full moons usually happen around paydays, you know, the middle of the month and the end of the month. So people are out spending more money being stupid.
Everybody's out being
Marines.
Let's not use Marines as an example for anything, okay?
For the French stupidity? Okay,
yeah. let's exclude that
Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Let's exclude that whole class of monkey from any kind of any kind of logical thought that we would have.
But that's my experimental cage. I always experiment on those type of research.
That's
monkeys.
Not. That's a specialized monkey that's capable of doing ridiculous things. So I don't think it's a good monkey to use in a laboratory.
Oh, I think it's a perfect laboratory rat because you get a good slice. Those monkeys come from all walks of life, all corners of the United States. You get a great slice of Americana.
There's no doubt about that. It's a broad.
Yeah.
That monkey is a broad-based monkey. No doubt about that. I just think it's a gifted monkey that is skewed towards destructive behavior.
Yeah, I'd give you that. But okay, so let's. But seriously, I mean, look at it. There's no quantifiable data that shows that Friday the 13th, other than, modern superstitional beliefs. It's not a tradition. It's a superstition belief. And then again, modern day America, modern day social has made it more than what it is. I have always looked at Friday the 13th as a very lucky day. And the reason being
is
because it only happens twice. Because it only happens twice a year.
Okay, so how would that... I got it. It only happens twice a year, right? So how would you think of it as lucky?
Because...
You're just trying to be a contrarian so you can get into an argument, aren't you?
No.
I know him, folks. I so fucking know his ass.
No.
Well, I can hear it.
No, it's a, you think you take another side just to be the contrarian.
I know. I can hear it. Unlucky? Nope. Why do you say why do you say that? Well, that's stupid. Did you just call me stupid? No, I didn't call you stupid. I said what you think is stupid. If that came out of your brain, then I think it does make you stupid. Oh, and now there we go. Now we're all the way involved. So,
no.
Okay, let me ask you about your funeral. So are you superstitious at all? Do you have superstitions? Yeah, that's a yes. Okay, what are you superstitious about?
No, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I do. No, I don't.
You don't have any superstitions?
No, I really don't.
What would you call?
I mean, I'll walk underneath a ladder. I'll kick a black cat across the street.
So you'll straight up walk under a ladder?
Sure. I've done it before.
Oh. I respect that.
Shit. You know how many mirrors I've broken in my life? You know how many mirrors we've broken in Iraq? Oh. Going through houses? You know, braiding houses?
That's the first thing that goes, that big mirror.
Yeah, because usually behind the mirror was like, they were like cabinets. So you just smash the mirror to get through the, you know. I mean, sure, you could open the door and poke inside, but much more. The visual of it was a lot better when you smashed that glass.
Sad. All right, so you're not superstitious at all. You don't wear like a certain Red Sox cap when they play. You don't have a good luck jersey. You know, none of that.
No, I have 9 Red Sox baseball caps.
I know. So I wear. That.
Yeah. No, I don't. No. If anything, I think it's the other way around.
What?
So.
What's the other way
when
around?
When you start, like, putting all that shit on, they start to lose.
I agree. You cannot intervene. Yeah. I know intellectually you cannot intervene in the cosmic energy.
The thing is, why it's because it's all mapped out. You know, so. You knocking on wood is not going to make the difference in the, you know, or walking on a ladder or a black cat crossing your path or, you know, none of that stuff because it's all mapped out. It doesn't make a difference.
It's all preordained?
Yes.
Wow. This is going to get cosmic. We're going to get into some cosmic shit here. Okay, let's talk about your funeral. Okay, what kind of funeral are you going to have?
Buck just called me. He just said it. You fucking contrarian.
You are. I'm getting other emails that are saying the same thing. I haven't read them yet, but just you better get prepared for it.
Just so you know, Buck and Ron was over at Buck's shop this morning getting his boots, and so they talked about, I guess they were talking about tonight because we're all going to kind of get together tonight. And I told them I'm going to make real Mexican food, you know, the kind that real Mexican food is made of. And you know, so I'm making the enchiladas, the shredded beef barbacoa enchiladas from scratch, the enchilada sauce from scratch, the whole thing. And then so they were laughing like, you know, real Mexican food. This guy that
from Minnesota.
And they don't they,
from Minnesota.
Well, no, they said Wisconsin. Again, this is the kind of people we're talking about, right? So they can't even get their damn state straight. So and then lives all over the world, but then he's not a connoisseur of Tex-Mex. And I said, shit, Tex-Mex, I don't have to, you don't have to serve me dog shit with sauce and queso on it. And then I'm, oh, let me try this. It might taste this different. No, it's still dog shit. You know, whoa. Don't have to dress it up. Well, that's the problem, Mac. You know, everything here is got, it's overloaded in sauce or chili or queso and shit. They don't even, you know, you look at them like, hey, is the beef in here shredded? And they look at you like, no, it's ground hamburger. They're like, who the hell makes that? Oh, yeah, Taco Bell. Taco Bell and Del Taco, you know. If I would have given my grandma a taco that had a store-bought taco shell, you know, the preformed kind.
What would she have done?
With ground beef in it, she would have thrown it in my face. Probably beat me with it. But, yeah, it's just crazy. And I don't know what happened with why did they, where did the immigrants back in the day, where did they think that they had to change the food? Why is food so different, you know, in Arizona and Southern California? Is it the region in Mexico that they came from? Is it, you know, why? Why did they take that great, delicious food that we all know, you know, like at La Siesta, right?
Right.
And screw it up.
Well, they did.
Can you imagine
to make money
if La Siesta, started changing its beef tacos with corn store-bought, you know,
no.
Preformed shells?
No.
Right?
Right.
If they started using other than real lard in their flour making tortilla process, or if their beans were done with kidney beans instead of pinto beans,
that'd be a problem.
I mean, come on. Yeah, you'd be like.
So why don't your Texas friends like what you know? But see, Mike, it's the whole Texas.
They've never had it.
It's the whole Texas thing, though. Yeah, we're Texas. Don't mess with Texas. Yeah, or whatever.
No, that's true. Don't mess with Texas.
Yeah. I mean, so they buy into all that. So everything we do here in Texas is better. It ain't. Okay.
Well, it's not. Yeah, not Mexican for the best, man, sure.
All right. The
barbecue? Yeah, I'll tell you. Barbecue, yes. Much better than KC. Much better than all of that crap on the East Coast. You
really?
Know, Texas barbecue. Hands down, yeah. Because I'm not a saucy like KC. You know, Kansas City barbecue. Memphis barbecue, sauce, sweet. You know, they had the sweet barbecue. Ugh.
Yeah,
and
but you can find that.
Mustard.
Yeah, but you can. I know, but I think that's so. I think you're generalizing a little bit here, and you find it done very well in both places. I like the more. I like
well,
it
sure.
to be a little.
I just don't like it.
Yeah, I like it to be a little bit more sweet. But again, that's, but again, there's not, but there's an arrogance with Texans and you're running into it. They think you're an idiot because you don't make Mexican food like Taco Bell. I mean, come on. That's stupid, right?
Yeah.
And you would think,
yeah.
you would think they would be smarter than to do that. But Buck, what is up, man? Get your act together. Let's talk about your funeral. Do you
What? My funeral?
Yeah, let's talk about your funeral. Do you have any thoughts on your funeral?
No.
No?
What do I want?
Yeah, who's gonna plan?
How do I want to go?
Yeah, are we gonna all show up and there's gonna be like the heavy music and blah 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 blah, because I don't want to be part of that. See, and I have a concept for a business. Put the fun back in funeral. Right? How do we have your How do we have your funeral if you don't give a speech at your funeral that's funny, that makes us all laugh? You know, I think that you should speak at your own funeral. I think that's entirely appropriate. You're gonna make Megan laugh, make Tina laugh, and like, okay, let me tell you, if this person's not here, then I'm pissed. Okay, assuming that he is, I want to say this about him. Right?
Right.
Not even a few scores, but make everybody laugh. And, oh, by the way, see the door that just opened up on your left? The door opened. There's beer. There's wine. You're going to hear champagne cork popping right now. Let's do it.
Can you hear this? I've already picked out my funeral music.
What is it?
You hear me? You can hear me, right?
I can hear you, yeah, kinda.
Here is my funeral music. You ready?
Yes.
Here's what's gonna play at my funeral. Wait, this is better.
I can't hear. What is it?
It's the circus music.
Is that the music I played for the music I played for the Russians?
Yeah, and then I'm gonna have jugglers and not even good ones, even good people with unicycles juggling. They're like their first time ever. Yeah. It's gonna be
awesome.
You know, it's all gonna be about laughter.
You know what? I think
laughter.
That's right. I think that's the way it should go. In their quiet time, they can remember you how they choose to remember you. But when we get together as a group, I think we should all be committed.
I want a circus.
Yeah, I want to put the fun back in funeral. Okay, make it
funny. And I think
funny.
You're right. I think my daughter and you know you're. Because that's how they're, you know, like, you know, it's funny. Because, you know, you laugh. It's always, I make my daughter laugh because, you know, it's kind of the crazy shit I do.
Right.
She just, like, looks at me and shakes her head and goes, good God. And, you know, and I tell her. We've talked about it. And she's even said it. She goes, you know, we were talking one day about, you know, maybe days in the future. And she said, you know, Dad, I hope I find somebody that, like you, in the simple fact that you make Mom laugh. Over all this time, you know, you still don't, you never let a moment go by to show that you care and love about people. And, you know, you just, the way you take in life, you always flip it to the other side. And I said, oh, thanks, sweetheart. You know, we talked about that. She's like, I hope one day I find that guy.
Yeah, what do you want? Now, what do you want?
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's already got everything.
What do you want, Megan? I know. I can feel you working here, but, no,
keep
you know, that's,
it. Like
that's
it.
A great compliment. But no, that, and so you as a father, you as a husband, right? In my opinion, and I didn't want to really go here, but since you're going there, I will. It's the final act of giving, right? Do you want your kids to be sitting there and be crying and weepy?
Crying, moping. I want them to laugh.
Right. Or do you want them to hear this, one of your best friends? So, like, I get up on stage and say, you know, Mike wanted me to eulogize him, and so it's a big day. But I'm not really doing that. Here's a MP3 file of Mike and some of the slots. And everybody like, what? Hey, everybody, welcome to my funeral.
Yeah. Hold all your applause and questions until the end, unless you're just listening, ass clown. That's you, too. You in the front row, third from the left. You're looking at you.
That's right. You know what? And then just laughing. And so to me, it is it's another gift that you give them. Because you don't want them to be sad, because you want them to know what, Mike? How full your life was, and hopefully that you were able to reciprocate that. And
I think the whole, and I've thought about that.
I think that's our business.
You know, when you go,
putting the fun back in funerals.
When you go, your funeral should be how you lived your life and what you, what did you have the effect on others? And if everybody goes and it's like sad and crying, then I guess you didn't succeed at whatever you wanted to do.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to rewrite my will to that special effect.
Yeah, and we're going to go
hire clowns.
Hire the newest clown group in the city of Granbury.
Yeah. Yes. The clown troop. The Hood County clown troop.
And?
Actually, my request, I'll have Buck ride a unicycle and try and juggle bowling pins.
Yeah.
That'll be my one request.
To him, and
that's,
you know,
better.
If he's a friend,
he's got to do it.
Yeah, he can't say no.
My dying request,
right? And so then you're going to see Buck come into the hall, right?
And on a unicycle,
and then smash his face into a pew, and then he's going to have to get stitches. But he can't leave. You can't leave your buddy's funeral.
I'm not going to be in a church.
We're going to be in a town hall. Where's this going to be?
I want to be out in, in a field somewhere. I don't know. I've already said that. I don't want to be in a church, man.
No church? I like that.
Yeah.
So someplace in an open area? Is that how we're doing it?
Yeah. Beautiful tree, nature.
All right. Yeah. That's going to have impact on the sound system that we have to get. We'll have to get a different kind of sound system.
No, you gotta yell. Use your outdoor voice.
No, we're not doing that. Sir, do you want a microphone? No, I'll go without. Anyway, you're like, geez. You're not that guy there, Colonel. Take the microphone.
I am, though.
Yeah, you might be.
I didn't need a microphone.
Yeah, but these are your final words. We gotta have people, like, we're not doing that on final words. They have to hear it.
That's what I mean. Then it's like, hit the play button, and then first thing is, all right, everybody, get up out of your seats, school circle around me right now, move, let's go. I want everybody to sit Indian style, crisscross applesauce, boys and girls, crisscross applesauce. And then,
oh my God.
Do you remember crisscross applesauce?
Yeah, everybody does, come on. Yeah.
Well, that older style, because no one says Indian style anymore, because that's racist.
Oh, did you see the broadcaster for the Oklahoma Thunder had to apologize because he used the phrase cotton picking. And so Russell Westbrook made some kind of move, and this guy yells, Russell Westbrook, is he out of his cotton picking mind? Right? During the broadcast.
Yeah.
Right? Twitter blows up. Okay, why don't we leave the racist, cotton-picking type of commentary for some other time other than an NBA game?
Do you know that there were just as many, Ron Massengill was a cotton picker when he was a young kid. Before he became a successful lawyer, he picked a lot of cotton.
A lot of people did. Cotton's a big crop. He had to apologize. And he's like, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Cotton picking, I didn't really think about it. But, if that offended somebody, I guess I'm sorry. But am I going to go make some big public apology? No.
When dumbasses get a voice. When dumbassery gets a voice, and then we say, dumbass.
They have a voice.
And then, then we can't say dumbass anymore. Because that itself is insensitive and rude. And,
it totally is.
We're not thinking of the people that have, an IQ of their shoe size. I hate this world, man. I can't wait for the mass extinction. I don't know if it happens.
The mass extinction. I want to see
mankind extinguished from this planet.
And then what are you going to do? You're going to stand there and say, I told you, ass clowns, you had this coming.
Yeah. And I'm glad I get to see it.
I'm just glad I'm here for it. I told you.
Yeah.
I told every damn one of you.
I would be that. I don't know if you remember the movie. It was like The Day After Tomorrow or one of those, human extinction movies that everybody dies. You know, it's like, oh. But there's like the one movie where like this 300-foot tidal wave is going towards New York. You know, and it's traveling at whatever speed, you know, speed of sound. It's just ridiculous. And people are running, getting away from it, trying to go, you know, like, dude, you're going to have to run to like the other side of the Appalachian Mountains in 30 minutes. Ain't going to happen. So, but what does the one guy do? He walks out on the beach. And he sits there, and his daughter comes and joins him and grabs him by the hand. They just both kind of face the, you know, the inevitable, and it's over. That's the way, man.
That's the way to do it?
Yes. I'd be flipping it off and spitting on it just right when it's about ready to impact me.
I'm trying to
do your best. Do your worst.
You would quote, what's that movie?
I know. I just thought of that, like,
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yes, that's right. How does that quote go? I love that quote, man.
Do your worst, and I will give you my best, or something like that. I can't remember.
That's a great movie, man.
You know what? If you've never seen it, I love that movie. I watch it when I see it. Come on, I'll watch it. It's very, very entertaining. Bit of a love story. I don't believe though that like. He gets
Count Mondego.
He fights Tattoo. Is it Tattoo? Who is that guy from? What movie is that guy in?
Oh,
the short guy,
that Hispanic guy.
Yeah,
he's so damn funny, man. Yeah,
he fights him.
I don't remember.
And the guy who becomes the Count of Monte Cristo. He beats his ass, and so the guy comes to work for him. But the love of his life, right, he goes back to settle all these scores, the Count of Monte Cristo does. And so she winds up in his carriage after a banquet. And she looks at him and she says, what's his name? I can't remember his name. She says, it's you. Why are you doing this to me? And he looks at her and he says, I don't know what you're talking about. And he turns the carriage around, takes her back, boots her ass out, and he looks at the little guy and he says, if you ever do that again, I'll open your head up with a can opener or some shit like that. And
yeah,
I'm like,
they didn't have can openers
yeah.
back then.
I'm like, come on, dude. Like, she's a beautiful woman. Like, are you kidding me? But he was pissed.
Yeah, she was pretty hot. Right?
Yeah, he was pissed. He was settling some grudges and was having no time for women.
He thought that the child that she had had, that he married, he had died or got prison, so she married, and it was like real quick. So he was upset with her that she didn't mourn, but the fact was that she was carrying his child, and we're talking about the 1700s where women usually get killed or stoned when they have children out of wedlock.
Yeah, whoa, that spins the movie.
Mondego. Was Mondego the bad guy? Yeah, whatever.
Mondego's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Edmond Dantes. He's the good guy.
Dantes, yeah. Dantes.
She looks at him and she goes, Edmond, why do you do this to me? Why do you torment me? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Get out of my carriage.
I am not like, Edmond, this person you speak of.
You're like, oh. And, you know, and is it Richard Harris? That's in the opening scenes when they're scraping the stones in the Monte Cristo Devil's Island, you know, this French prison that he's in. And I think that's Richard Harris, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, so
is he meets Napoleon Bonaparte.
Bonaparte, yeah. On
he
the
meets
island.
Him on the, what, the island.
Elba or something like that. So anyway,
it's
there's a great scene at the end, a pretty good sword fight. So it's pretty, it's a good movie. But the son says, when he's kidnapped in Rome when he's on some, you know, some, I don't know, teenage romp in Rome as a young kid.
Right.
In the catacomb, somebody comes up and
do
says,
do your worst, but I will stand here. Yeah, yeah. It's great. Oh, let's don't get too far in that movie.
All right. So anyway.
Hey.
No,
hey.
Hold on. First of all, I got a text message. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. How would you handle that, Mike?
Are you kidding me?
No, that's the question. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. Were you that kid that stepped on the cracks?
I didn't care where I was stepping.
So you would. Kids said that stuff, you didn't pay any attention to it.
No, I did. I looked at him as stupid. Like, what are you, stupid? Who are you? And I made him feel that way, too. Like, you dumbass.
That's hard for
you. I'll break your back. Yeah.
I'll break it. Not only will I break my mom's, I'll break yours.
Yeah, my mom break.
Hold on. This just in from the Associated Press. Britain's UN ambassador calls Russian military assertions that the United Kingdom staged a chemical attack in Syria, quote, a blatant lie, unquote. The Russians, man. They're just the biggest idiots in the world. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, I like the fact that we're
crazy ladies on. Crazy ladies on.
Who?
Pelosi. This is our quote. Pelosi. Republicans should be worried about holding on to their majority in the House.
Well, they should be. The shit show that I mean, look, I don't want to see the Democrats be in charge, but, normally there's a swing back, in just about every election, in the midterms away from the president's party. And this one is moderately polarizing. So you could see that thing. If it doesn't happen, that would be interesting.
Yeah,
what's going to happen, Mike? Are we going to get more of what we had, which is sequestration and continuing resolutions? At some point, we as a nation have to figure out how to disagree, continue to pass budgets, because I was going through the whole thing in Syria. I've been reading the last couple of days. We have liberated about a third of northern Syria. Our allies there, the Kurds and other forces that fought with us. What are we going to do? Just leave and create another vacuum, the one that ISIS moved into before? We can't. We also can't allow Iran.
I'm not worried about that.
I am. We also can't allow Iran to take over Syria. Now, they've taken over a portion of it with the help of the Russians and by keeping Assad. But the world needs a stronger, better United States. It needs it. And as much as
I'm not concerned about that.
As much as we would like to retreat back to Fortress America and say, you know, we're going to take care of ourselves, we can't. So anyway.
We got more problems at home than I'm worried about those. Like for instance, again, we are the news, and here's America, you know, so we're so stupid, and they know that we're stupid, the news, is they start putting polls out again. If the elections were held today, who would you want to see in control of Congress? And this is a university poll, Quinn Patrick, you know, 1,181 voters between 3 days, and the mean average is 3.4%, so about 4%. And it shows Republicans 43, Democrats 46, on the side 11. And we're believing these polls again. They started bringing polls up. You know where I lost all confidence in the polls? Remember that? It was called the election, the presidential election, where even Hillary Clinton and her crew thought, the polls, shit, they got me, it's a landslide. And then what did she do? She was putting on her dress, her acceptance speech dress. They were getting ready to do the fireworks, getting ready to crack the lobster and the prime rib. And, you know, that eventful knock on the door came and said, Mrs. Clinton, yes. We regret to inform you that you're losing. Yeah, and that person, that person got shot right there at the door. I mean, just, could you imagine being the one telling Hillary Clinton? I mean, I would love.
Could have been on fly on the wall.
She fired back at me. Yeah, no, I would love to be that person, because then when she'd look at me with those evil eyes, you know, and that, like, why are you telling me? Yell at me one more time, bitch, and I'm going to put your head through that wall.
What?
That's my answer. Yeah.
Wow,
what are you may yell at your other aides, but you don't talk to me like that.
Good. So you would have been, you're putting yourself in a position to be an aide to Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I would have loved to have been that.
Oh, that's terrible.
That would have been like a, no, that would have been like a dream job. I mean, I would have probably lasted a whole 30 minutes.
You wouldn't have lasted even that. Come on. That's a joke.
Yeah.
That must have been a stunner. I will tell you, I remember that.
Okay, so now you got me sidetracked again. Go ahead, furnish, because I got to tell you something.
Well, are we done talking about your funeral?
Yeah, that's over. That's morbid, man.
No, it's not. And then we're not talking about your death. We're just talking about your funeral. We're talking about the ceremony and the fact that if you're a loving, caring
person,
you can't
have one without the other, but sorry. They go hand in hand.
I'm not planning your. I'm just saying. Thank you.
I'm not talking about your dad.
And don't do your dumbass voice, okay? Boom. Okay? Let's just stop with that right now. All right. All right. What were you going to say? You were going to make a point?
Yes. So, did you watch the new National Geographic?
No.
And Frank story?
I did not.
So, my daughter did last night.
And?
Oh.
What'd your daughter think? Megan.
Yeah. I mean, it was something else. You know? It was crazy. To see, you know, the questions that she was asking me, you know, like, Dad, what? You know, why didn't countries do something about this? And I said, you know, you talk about it, and you're like, well, they didn't know about it at first, but when they did, you know, and sad to say that a lot of the countries that didn't act, they wanted to put it behind them. You know, let's move on. Let's go with this. We got to rebuild. We got to do this. Yes, those took place. But, you know, it's history now. Let's keep pushing. Why do we got to deal in the history? And, you know, then they go into, talks about, what was the commission that was done, the Israeli, the Rosenbaum or Rosenberg, and then they went after these guys. And, you know, when they were brought up, the other sad thing, the other tragedy that was done was the fact that when we found them and we had them and we were going to effect basically justice, we let them go. You know? And we did stuff like, we commuted the ship time served. What? You know? Or, in our case, it was, if they knew more about, you know, rockets and the technology, then we imported them to the United States, gave them a house, and gave them a whole new life. You know, regardless if they were a Nazi Party member. Then we came up with stories and said, well, yes, they were Nazi parties, but they didn't know what the Nazis were doing. But on the other hand, this guy, yeah, he hung from the gallows because he was a Nazi Party member. You know, what's the difference? Oh, the guy that's living in New Mexico, he's working for us now, furthering our, you know, in science or whatever. And we took a lot of those guys. It wasn't just the rocket guys. We took a lot of those scientists. We took a lot of people. And, you know, then it came on with, I guess I didn't, you know the connection, but this Kramer guy that ran Auschwitz and then became known as Beast Besselin and then was hung after the war by the British for war crimes. He worked with Joseph Mengele in Auschwitz and Birkenau. And, you know, so there's just, and I'm thankful that these people are still holding these Holocaust museums and the Institute is still holding this stuff together, because, you know, people say, well, that was a different time. Yeah, you're right. It was. But the components are always the same. Hate, you know, hate for other people. When you start hating a race or a belief or a religion, you start persecuting that. And, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, the same thing that's going on with Christians being persecuted in the Middle East. You know, that's genocide. It still goes on today. And we never learned our lesson from it. And that's the kind of unfortunate thing is, you know, you see all this stuff and you realize we never learned.
Well, did you see, there was an article in the news yesterday, the headline I'm looking at, it was Holocaust Remembrance Day in Israel yesterday. And they stop, the whole nation stops, and their sirens go off for I don't know how long.
Right.
And so that was in the news. A story, two-thirds of millennials don't know what Auschwitz is. And then, which is kind of sobering, and then another headline from the Smithsonian, Americans believe Holocaust education is important, but survey finds gaps in their knowledge. And so the survey, which was commissioned by the Conference of Jewish Material Claims Against Germany conference, polled 1,350 adults who were interviewed by phone or online survey. Questions were devised by a task force that included Holocaust survivors, blah, 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 blah. A substantial number of survey respondents were unaware of the basic facts about the Holocaust. 41% did not know what Auschwitz was. Nearly one-third of the respondents, 31%, believed that less than 2 million Jews were killed during the Holocaust. The actual number is closer to 6. Only 37% were able to identify Poland as a country where the Holocaust occurred, even though at least 3 million Jewish citizens of Poland of Polish origin were murdered during World War II. Gaps in the knowledge was pronounced among quote-unquote millennials, which the survey defined as people between the ages of 18 and 34. 22% of millennials, for instance, said that they had not heard of or were unsure if they had ever heard of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
You know, there are people that believe that it never took place.
And the danger of that is that you won't intervene when it happens the next time. Right. Don't learn the lessons of history are condemned to repeat it.
The three main commandments that were added by the Jewish rabbi, the head rabbi, one was, thou shalt not be a bystander, thou shalt not be a victim, and those, thou shalt not, not be a bystander, not be a victim. And, what's the word I'm looking for when you help out, the way they used it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on.
But three, I can't remember. It was bystander, victim, thou shalt not be a victim, thou shalt not be a bystander, and, thou shalt not be a participant. Or, God, it drove me crazy now. So anyway, I'm telling you, man, you got to watch it. You can download it off of National Geographic. It's called the Anne Frank Holocaust.
No.
And I will tell you.
I'll watch it.
Get ready. And watch it with your daughter.
No, she's gone.
Explain. Oh. But
she's going to Tahoe.
And I would ask, you know, but I would get the towel. Don't even get tissues, man. Get a towel. Wrap it around your neck. But it's, man, it's just crazy to watch.
This article goes on. These questions have been asked since 1985. A 1985 poll, for instance, found that 32% of people did not know what the Holocaust was, compared with 11% today. Huh? In 1992, 25% of people believed that 2 million people or fewer were killed during the Holocaust, just 6 percentage points from the 31% of people that hold that belief today. Interesting. Mike Oaks, so here's your question, historical question, kind of current events question. In approximate numbers, what is the estimate of Holocaust survivors that are alive today? 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, or 500,000?
I'd say 300,000.
400,000. You're wrong. The
but you had the answer. You didn't know either.
No, I would have said a smaller number. I would have said probably 200,000. Because they're like World War II survivors, except unlike World War II survivors, I think many of those that are alive today were children when it happened. And, World War II veterans had to be at least 18. And World War II, 75 years ago, so that makes 85, 93, or north of that number, if they were 18. So not too many of those people around anymore. So Holocaust survivors, 400,000 still. One got stabbed to death in France 2 weeks ago. Can you imagine that? Stabbed to death. Lived through the Holocaust and then get stabbed to death by some idiot yelling Allah Akbar. So
how many of those reside in Israel, though? I bet you a larger proportion, though.
I would agree with you. I bet it is the largest. Well, let me, our last official act. What would be the question?
How many of the Holocaust survivors live in Israel, or how many living Holocaust survivors? Where demographics, where they live?
There you go. BMO. Demographics of Holocaust survivors. All right. Victims. I don't see that data there. I'll check one more. You have any big plans over the weekend?
No.
Shooting?
Nope. It's gonna be it. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
This is a long ass study. At the end of 2008, there were some 233,700 Holocaust survivors in Israel.
How many?
233,700 at the end of
2008.
The projections were that by 2015 there would be 144,000, and by 2025 there would be approximately 47,000 left. The surviving population is aging. At the end of 2008, some 7% were under the age of 70. So they had to be 2008.
Children.
Yeah, they had to be young children that survived. So the demographics of it. But again, if you don't know about it, when the next time it begins to happen and somebody begins to go down that road, you will be less inclined to intervene and say, "Hey, we need to stop that." So
you'll be a bystander. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right, man. First of all,
hey, are you watching the Terror too? You got to watch the Terror.
No, I haven't watched the Terror yet.
Oh, that's good, man.
That's just like a TV show, though. I tend not to watch TV shows.
But it's based on true events of the HMS Terror and the HMS Erebus in their voyage to find the Northwest Passage and see the difficulties that they had, and you see the breakdown of command and, you know, under these kind of circumstances. Really great TME.
All right. I'll write those down. So no big plans. What's the weather going to be like in Texas over the weekend?
They said it's supposed to be rainy, stormy. It looked, there was some thunder this morning, and then it's cloud dark, the sky darkened, but now it's just kind of gloomy out.
Okay. Well, and we all know the weather can get crazy down there, and that's really how it happens. What can you give us an update on the gardening that was supposed to take place yesterday? Did it work? Did it go? Did it not?
No, it got put off.
it got it got rescheduled. What about?
Yeah, I got rescheduled.
What about being a Good Samaritan? I don't really understand how Good Samaritan ties in with Friday the 13th. But Montana Man wants to know if you believe in being a Good Samaritan, helping others. I would say yes.
Oh, yeah. I love to, yeah.
Yeah. Mike's he's a Good Samaritan. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Montana Man is being against you today for some reason.
I know. He's
what?
An instigator.
Is he? Is that what he's trying to do? He's trying to be a contrarian like you?
Yeah. There's only one contrarian in this world.
and you're talking to them. That's the Russians.
Yeah.
The Russians are the contrarians. Just remember.
Yes, they are.
The Brits are the ones that launched that gas attack to make the Russians look bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever, crazy.
That is straight up crazy. All right, Mike, have a good one.
All right, talk to her.
There you have it. The one and only, the man, the myth, the legend himself. Michael Christopher Musselman. Yeah, you're not real happy with Buck and the boys, man. Giving them a rough, he doesn't give them a rough ride very often. But, yeah, he gave them a rough ride today. Honestly, man. Have a Russian stand up in public. This is a tribute to what a bunch of idiots they are. How they stand up in public. And say that kind of stuff is crazy. It's crazy as crazy as crazy as crazy as crazy can be. But I think it's a good thing when they do that. Why would I say that? Well, I think it's a good thing because the world needs a constant reminder of what a bunch of bad actors they are. And I think it's good when the Russians do that. Yeah, I do. The whole world gets a chuckle out of it. It's like the, oh my God. Hold on. I'll play it for you. On our way out the door. I gotta find it. It's so funny. Here it is. Awesome. All right. Here's the former president of Iran at, I think it's NYU or Columbia in New York City, explaining to everybody there that this phenomenon called gay is not in Iran, and why people are saying it, he doesn't really understand. And then the best part is the laughter in the audience, right? This is the kind of crazy shit that we need to hear from these idiots. It's just a good reminder to all of us of how stupid they are.
مطلقا ما در ایران
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it. But as for women,
I'm going to play that again. That's just too rich. But the best part is just the laughter that comes out of. So this is dedicated to the Russians today, right? And your bunch of idiocy and the shit that you're pulling, attempting to pull dragging Europe into a Cold War simply to sustain Vladimir Putin's power is not right. And at someday, and we're a day closer, okay, both the Chinese people and the Russian people are going to throw off the bullshit governance they have now, and they will assert themselves someday. We're a day closer to it. But until then, and the Iranian people the same way. And I will tell you what, Barack Obama thought that by restraining himself and not supporting the Green Movement, that somehow or other he would curry the favor of Iran. What a joke. What an absolute positive joke. And again, it's simmering. It's simmering under the surface in Iran. All right? Their days are numbered too. So, with that said, you have to hear this again. There are no gays in Iran.
مطلقاً ما در ایران
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country.
It's so awesome. You can't, the reaction to it, you can't make up.
In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it. But as for...
Who is spreading these lies about Iran that we have gays there? Like, what is up with that? Is that classic or what? All right. A programming note. This program repeats itself momentarily. Okay. Another programming note. Based on a request from a listener, they said, hey, Mac, I know you've got to write and you got to post stuff to your website. Is there a way that you could post things right away? The audio right away and then edit it and update it later and publish it? Because I know you put it out on Twitter and Facebook and I understand why you have to do that. The answer to that is, of course there is. So you'll find the segments there. They will go up as we do them. And in a very generic form. And then I will police it up later on. So you'll have access to the audio. That's right. To all my detractors out there that say it takes me too long. There you have it. Boom, bitches. There's your audio. There's also a category that I added called Mike and Mike. So if you just want to listen to Mike and Mike, there's a category there for that. That's right. If you want to listen to all funeral radio, there's not a category for that. Although there should be. We put the fun in funeral, baby. But you know what? I do believe that's kind of important. It's certainly the way that I want my kids to remember me. And so it'll be a funny MP3 too. With messages for each one of them. And honestly, last gift as you walk out the door of how much you loved them and how much they meant to you and how great they made your life. So give that some thought. As stupid as it sounds, it's not stupid. Yeah. You do your own eulogy. First of all, who could eulogize you better than you? Nobody. It's a joke. And then you make it funny, it's all good. Russia. What about you assholes, man? And how about George Bush? I looked into this man's eyes. I could see his soul. And I saw a fucking poltergeist. I see a man that I could trust and do business with. Oh my God. Did you just say that shit? Yeah. Time for you to go back to the ranch, man. Unbelievable. Well done, George boy. All right. With that said, that'll wrap it up. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. All Marine Radio continues here. female. Hey, Mac, what are those things the gunner said to watch? First of all, the movie, The Count of Monte Cristo. That's one, although he didn't say that. But it's funny, he and I both like that movie. Bit of a romantic movie, just some action in it, a little bit of humor in it. So it's, yeah, it's good. The TV show is called, it's on National Geographic. Go to the National Geographic channel and just do a search on Anne Frank. All right, you'll find it. And then the other one is called The Terror. Okay. And it's not about terror, modern day. It's a historical thing. Mike says there's lots of good stuff in there. And he's pretty good with his television. I have to say that. As much of a jackass as he is, pretty good with his television. Hold on, one more email entitled Funeral. Hey, I just want to pile on. I'd never heard your little shtick about funerals. What a great idea. This is the equivalent of the sun shining on a dog's ass today. Well done, boys. I am on that. It made me smile sitting here thinking about one last gift to my family. And no sadness. It was awesome. Thank you, 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 ass clowns. You are great ass clowns, by the way. In the lexicon of ass clownery, you guys are high-end. You guys are high-end ass clowns. Well done, boys. Take the weekend off with pay. Thank you. We will. Have a great one on a Friday. All Marine Radio. Out.